here's a story from The World.
A Saudi prince has been fired by royal decree. Prince Fahd bin Turki bin Abdulaziz had been the general in charge of the Saudi war in Yemen. His firing, plus the removal of his son from a government post, comes as a surprise to many inside and outside Saudi Arabia. Yasmin Farouk is a Middle East scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Yasmin, who is Prince Fahd and what's the reason being given for his firing?
Prince Fahd is the commander of the joint forces of the Arab coalition fighting the war in Yemen. He is the grandson of the founder of the Saudi state, King Abdulaziz. His father, Prince Turki, was himself a deputy minister of defense. He was fired yesterday by royal decree and is under investigation along with his son, four other officers and other civilians inside the Ministry of Defense for corruption charges.
And do we know that those are the only reasons, or could his firing have anything to do with how he's been conducting the war in Yemen?
Well, there's always a question about the timing of this kind of high-profile arrests and investigations inside Saudi Arabia. It is possible that the will and the policy of trying to leave Yemen over the past few months might have motivated a strong argument for removing the commander and replacing him by someone who might be better in putting an end to the series of defeat on the border with Yemen, but also start a new process of exiting Yemen and, you know, holding this Prince Fahd responsible for the previous defeats and not nobody else.
Now, I want to go back to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS. Many of our listeners may remember when he, who is the de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia, he arrested many princes and wealthy businessmen for corruption in 2017. He famously put them all in a Ritz-Carlton. Is this current corruption investigation, is it related to that?
It comes within the same general fight against corruption that MBS has made the landmark of his reign and the reign of his father and his own personal reign as future king of Saudi Arabia. Between, you know, the Ritz and until today, the arrests did not stop. The allegation of corruption has been used against other princes after the Ritz-Carlton. So we know that right now, as we speak, the former crown prince, who is very, very powerful, Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, is also under palace arrest and being investigated for corruption.
How is Saudi Arabia presenting this in the press? I mean, how are people inside the kingdom seeing it?
They are, of course, seeing it as, you know, one of the continuation of the accomplishments and achievements of the young crown prince who dared to take on a fight against very powerful branches and very powerful members of the royal family. And so the press, of course, that is in Saudi Arabia controlled by the state, is reiterating this aspect of him holding his own family and hence everybody else accountable. And that could be a first in Saudi history.
Do Saudis buy it or do they think it's just a power grab?
Well, you know, on the one hand, it's a good cause. Corruption was not a secret, and people do sympathize with the cause. But of course, it is at the same time sending, you know, a message that this is a very powerful crown prince who could do whatever he wants. So if he can do this to his own family, then really nobody in Saudi Arabia is immune to his power and his authority and whatever he wants to do.
Yasmin Farouk is Middle East scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thanks a lot, Yasmin.
You're welcome. Thanks. From PRX.